Om Shanti. 24th October 2018, Wednesday. Today's blessing is, may you protect yourself from any sin of jealousy by keeping the Father in front of you and becoming a special soul. Because Brahmin souls are equal, jealousy arises. Because of jealousy, there is some conflict of sanskars. If this happens, specially consider who was it that made that one an instrument. When your equals become an instrument for a special task, bring the Father in front of you, and Maya in the form of jealousy will run away. If you do not like something about someone, then speak about it to the seniors with good wishes, not with jealousy. Race among yourselves, but do not compete, and you will become a special soul. Whenever there is a gathering, few things happen. Whenever people of different tastes, different sanskars, different culture, different background come together and form a gathering, or for that matter, any organization, any gathering, any conglomeration, you will find certain things happening. Though nobody wants that, but still, there would be certain things, no matter what gathering that is, material, spiritual, or anything. Some things will happen. So Baba is focusing on one such vice today that happens in gathering. And what is that vice? Jealousy. Because Brahmins are equal, Hum Sharik. They are of the same age, and they came to the Madhuban at the same time, or they came in Gyan at the same time, or they joined the center at the same time, or they started having dharanas at the same time, and they are from the same village or from the same family, same background, same age, or this is one group. Other is juniors. Okay. So, when they are in knowledge, all of a sudden they find that some of them are going ahead. Others are left behind. So there arises a sense of jealousy within them. For example, in 1983, there was Universal Peace Conference in Om Shanti Bhavan. Om Shanti Bhavan was newly constructed, and immediately after 2 months, they organized a conference here. And in that conference, everybody worked very hard. All the Madhuban Nivasis, all the residents here and others who were there, they came here and they worked very hard to make the conference a success. So a lot of VIPs were called, national and international, including Robert Mueller, who was the Assistant General Secretary of UN, and many others internationally accredited personalities graced the occasion. So the conference was done and it was huge success. But after the conference, something else happened. Because there was praise and appreciation of all those who were speakers. Now, everybody worked for the conference so hard because they thought this is Baba's work. And never before such a conference had happened. So let us work very hard. So guests were kept outside because there was no place here. So they had to provide them breakfast and everything there, and then bring them here, and transport and food and so many things. So everybody was very busy and everybody was doing as if this is my own work, my family work, my home's work. So everybody was neck deep involved in this. But when the conference was over and they found that all the speakers, they started getting a lot of praise, and there was some wave of jealousy because they did not expect this. They thought it is our work, but then some are getting praised and some are not, though we have worked equally. Service is service, but then some of the services got recognition, some did not. So in any organization, any gathering, any commune, such things happen. So Baba is focusing on this green dragon of jealousy, because Brahmin souls are equal, jealousy arises. Because of jealousy, then what happens when jealousy is there? What happens when one is jealous of another person? What are the harms of jealousy? Relationships get disturbed and destroyed. Then what else? You start hating the person. You can't stand his company. You can't stand his praises. If somebody comes to me and starts praising him, I feel ill at ease. I don't like that, because I am already jealous of that person. And the more that person gets success, the more jealous I become. And jealousy burns. It burns. It's fire. Jealousy is a fire. What else? Non-cooperation movement. If he does something new, if he takes some initiative, he will be the first person to oppose, to criticize, to find out what harms that new project would do, how it is useless, how it is against Srimad, because we will be using some words from Murli to prove our point. So that people should not think that we are jealous, but they should think that we are using knowledge and proving that he is wrong. So we try to non-cooperate with that person, and we make others join the non-cooperation movement launched by us. What else? When we are jealous of somebody, fights, conflicts, what else? We are jealous of somebody. Somebody is going ahead. He was with me till now, and suddenly everybody is praising him and nobody is praising me. While I know that all this, whatever knowledge he has got, it's not the real, or he is after name and fame, and people are under the wrong impression about him, and I want to enlighten them and bring the truth to the fore. But then in spite of all my efforts, he is going ahead and progressing, and my jealousy is increasing. And I love him also on the surface, and I cannot show that I am jealous of you. So it's a very difficult situation. Jealousy burns. Jealousy causes restlessness. Jealousy causes anxiety. Jealousy causes somebody to take revenge. It's a, one is sitting at the top of the ego when one is jealous. Yeah? Defame. Somehow we're trying to defame that person. Backbite. To defame. What else? When one is jealous, we try to bring the weakness of that person to the light. And what else? What happens within us? Forget that person now. I am jealous. What is happening within me? Lack of self-respect, lack of self-confidence, and I cannot do anything now. He is doing, and I am entering from the phase of self-confidence to self-diffidence. Diffidence means something opposite of confidence. I lose self-respect. I lose power, ability and spine to go ahead. My enthusiasm takes wing. It doesn't stay with me. What else? What does jealousy do? Depression. It can cause depression and inferiority complex. It can induce inferiority complex. I will feel that he can do that, I cannot do it. I will doubt my own abilities. So, he is better than me. I lose self-worth, self-esteem, self-respect. And more depression comes unto me. And sometimes, two things I will do. Either blame game or self-victimization. These are the two things person resorts to. Either playing the victim card or resorting to blame game. Start blaming others for my failures or resort to self-victimization. I make myself a victim, and that induces in me inferiority complex, and this doesn't allow me to progress, and gradually I enter into the phase of despondency, depression. Though it's none of my fault, I was here, he was here, he went ahead, I stayed here only, and I automatically suffer from all this. And sometimes these things can be very, very subtle. So Baba is saying, because Brahmin souls are equal, jealousy arises. Because of jealousy there is conflict of sanskars. And if this happens, especially consider. Now Baba is telling the treatment that is different. We'll come to that later. One more thing Baba is saying is, race amongst yourselves, but do not compete. There should be healthy competition, but no race, no competition to go ahead of another and to prove that I am smarter, I am greater, bigger than the other person. So there is healthy competition and unhealthy competition. For unhealthy competition, for healthy competition, Baba uses the word race. And for unhealthy competition, Baba uses the word compete. One is race, another is race. So, in race, in unhealthy competition, there is jealousy. We would contrive, make some conspiracy to stop that person from reaching his goal. So these are great harms done by jealousy. We often talk of five vices, then we talk about sixth vice, carelessness. But there is very less discussion on this green dragon of jealousy. And since Brahmins are equal, you will find all such things happening among them. So if this is a disease with multifarious effects, there has to be a treatment for this also. Just as you have treatment for other vices, there must be some drug, some antidote for jealousy as well. So, jealousy management. How do you manage jealousy? what else to do so that we are not smitten by this green serpent of jealousy. So Baba has definitely given few treatment here. But before we come to what Baba has said, we will discuss few other things about jealousy. So first of all, recognition. Recognize, identify that I am suffering from jealousy. This is the first step in jealousy management. That I am suffering from jealousy. Identification, because more often than not, we may not know that jealousy is running in my veins. Because how will we accept that I am jealous? Because on the surface I love everyone. On the surface I am on good terms with everyone. And on the surface they are my very good friends. But inside, in my heart of hearts, I am deeply jealous of that person. A sense of envy has risen in my heart. So there's two things again in that. One is positive envy and another is negative envy. Positive jealousy, negative jealousy. Psychology describes jealousy in two parts. Positive jealousy is good, because if suppose I am jealous of somebody, he knows something I do not know. I try to learn from him. I try to learn from him. I try to know it. I try to read about it. I try to inculcate, ingrain that thing within me, and I try to emulate him, try to become like him. And that has become a very good turning point for me, because now something new has been added to my personality, a speciality which was not there before. Now it has been added, and he became the instrument soul for this addition. So this is known as positive jealousy. There is negative jealousy, which we saw. All those different effects that happen, that is because of negative envy, where we cannot stand other person going ahead of us. He is coming now and how dare he is going ahead. So that is the form of negative jealousy. So the first we discussed were the symptoms of jealousy. So now coming to the management part. The first thing is, come to a diagnosis. We want to diagnose. Diagnosis? Before that, we need certain investigations. And then we come to management. So, identify. Yes, it's there. It might not be there in its full-fledged form, but it is there, some traces, some shades, some shadow of jealousy, some evil spell of jealousy. So identify. The second thing is accept. Yes, it is there. I accept that I am jealous. I accept that this dragon is sitting within me. And what are the signs that I am having jealousy? All the symptoms which we described. If we are having those symptoms, definitely I am having some jealousy. When somebody is praised, I feel uncomfortable. That means I am jealous. If somebody is going ahead, I am feeling depressed, disheartened. Somebody is praised too much, and I also to praise with them, and I also to clap hands, though unwillingly. And I cannot show that I cannot clap, because he is my such a good friend, rather the best friend. I am jealous of the person who is my best friend, whom I love the most. But now what I can do? Because everybody is praising him and nobody is praising me. And I am also praising him. And I definitely praise him and I definitely love him. I really love him. But now what I can do? Jealousy is such an evil that even it can arise in parents-children relationship also. If mother can even become jealous of the beauty of her daughter. Jealousy is jealousy. It doesn't know relationship. Even father can become, though 90% of the time father will feel proud if his son goes ahead of him. But it otherwise, other way around also can happen. So, human mind is such a complex thing. You know, we had discussed here, somebody had taken the topic, Pandora's box. It's a Pandora's box. You open it and 100 things come out. All unforeseen things. Unpredictable things. So, how do I know that I am suffering from jealousy? When that person is praised, I am uncomfortable. In his company, I am uncomfortable. People go to him, I am uncomfortable. He is going ahead, I am uncomfortable. He is getting success, I lose confidence, I go in depression, I don't want to talk with anybody. There's no reason. I go for a party and he is with me and he is praised and we go for food. I lost all the desire and appetite for food. Now I don't want to eat. Because he is praised. Though some people are coming and praising me also, but then he is praised more. He is getting more recognition. So I am very unhappy. And my unhappiness is so incognito, I cannot reveal it also. So, this is how you identify that definitely the serpent have jealousy has bitten you. So now how do you manage? So first identify it. Second, accept it. And now third, you need to work on that jealousy. How to work or how to uproot or root out this jealousy. What are the steps? Two things Baba has given. In today's blessing, we'll come to that at the last. But what are the other things we should do to get rid of this jealousy? What should we do? Yes. Yeah, so you analyze your own strength. So first of all, when you find that somebody is going, if somebody is big, that doesn't mean I am small. Somebody is becoming bigger doesn't make me small. Know your own self-worth. Know your own self-importance, your value. Each person is unique in this drama. Not just unique. He is a masterpiece. He is a masterpiece. He is the most unique, explicit, beautiful personality created by the drama or the supreme or whatever you call. We are irreplaceable in this drama. Nobody can replace us. Irreplaceable. If I go, nobody can come and fill my place. I am such an important person. Not only me, each and every soul of this drama is irreplaceable. So, know your self-worth. Then second thing is, if I am jealous of that person and he is going ahead and he is getting success, in fact, I am becoming jealous of the success, not the person. And because of that, now success will not come to me. Now success will become jealous of me and success will run away. So this is another subtle psychology. When I become jealous of somebody, somebody knows writing very well. Somebody knows speaking very well. Somebody does some service. And every time he does, every time he is praised. And every time I do, people come and scold me and they say, you don't know anything. You are such a fool. You have been told so many times. And still you don't understand how to do. And then I feel jealous. So when such a thing happens, other thing to overcome jealousy is to learn, to improve, to work on that skill. If you do not know particular thing, for example, where we become jealous, there could be diverse situations. First, at the gross level, physical beauty. In the world, if somebody is praised, two sisters in the same family, guest comes and they praise one sister and the other sister feels jealous because she is not praised, because she is not beautiful. Physical beauty itself sometimes can induce jealousy. Other is money. Somebody has more wealth, I am having less. This is outside world. Then prestige, name, fame, glory, some skills, very refined skills somebody has got. Or somebody is having very good relationships, and whatever relationship I have, they are all spoiled, all damaged. The moment I try to make friendship, immediately after some time, that is broken. Every relationship leads to breakup. And while I find other people are having such harmonious relationships, and I am jealous. So there could be anything, any sphere, some company, some task, some work, some project they are doing, they get success, I don't get success. So learn, find out what are the things I need to learn so that I also can achieve success. Learn. Then what else? In this Brahmin family now, if one is jealous of other, what should one do? Know the drama and know everyone's part. Everyone's part is different. The service which he is doing, you cannot do. And the service which you are doing, he cannot do. So he has been given that task. So here Baba is saying, what you have to do is, who is the one who has made him instrument for that service? It's father. The father who has made him the instrument. If he is getting success, it is definitely something he has done, very hard work on himself. He has definitely gone within himself and tried to overcome his own defects. And now he has come to that situation. And Baba is saying, bring the father in front of you and Maya in the form of jealousy will run away. If you do not like something about someone, and now in spite of that, if you don't like, go and talk about that to your seniors with good wishes. With good wishes. Otherwise, don't go with the complaining attitude. Don't become the complaint box. That every time you go to the senior, you have 10 people in your mind and you spill the beans about them. You tell this has done that, this person has done that, and you start complaining. Sometimes they will listen, but after that, they will turn a deaf ear to whatever you say. So, race among yourself, but do not compete. So, Baba is saying, think, this is the most powerful weapon. Whenever a jealousy arises, and remember, once a while jealousy will come, and it's not always very bad. As I said, there are good and bad, positive and negative jealousy. So it's a human nature, sometimes you will find somebody is going ahead, so jealousy will come. Jealousy is known as irsha. It causes agni varsha. Agni varsha is the fire, rain of fire, it burns. Other thing about jealousy is that, know that some people would be more fortunate than you. And it is going to be. It's not that you are, whatever fortune you have, there would be some people who would be more fortunate than you. It will be like that. You have to accept this fact of life. It's not that you feel, okay, it's good that you have the swaman or self-respect. I am the most fortunate soul on this earth. I am the Padam, multi-million times fortunate soul. But there are souls who are more fortunate than you. And one more thing. Everybody in this drama is getting what his destiny is. Nothing less, nothing more. If I am getting less, it is there in my destiny. If somebody is getting more, that is in his destiny. I cannot say that why is getting more. And jealousy is a sanskar, it's a nature, it's a habit. And once this habit is formed, the same habit will persist everywhere. You will see, start seeing everything in the same light. So for overcoming jealousy, the first, another thing is to change the perspective, to change the viewpoint, to change the attitude, how we look at things, how we see things. Then only the jealousy will come. Otherwise, for example, Dadi is giving toli to everybody and Dadi is giving drishti. And when we reach and Dadi did not give drishti and she just looked down and we feel, oh, these people are more fortunate. Dadi's apple or mango, everybody is getting. When I reach, I get a very small. Everybody has got bigger mango. Or I got the mango which is rotten. So again, jealousy. So, identify, recognize, know your self-worth. And create self-respect. Find out your own specialities. I am also having these specialities. He is the example. Maybe I have to learn from him. And other day Baba said, there would be, when seniors come to you, Baba is talking about center. Don't feel that we are very clever and why he is coming to teach us. Each person has his own churning of knowledge, has his own experience. So there is no place for jealousy here in this Brahmin family. Because everybody in this family has been made instrument by one father. When I feel jealous means I am doubting his capacity. In one of the Avyaktavanis, Baba had said, do you think you are more intelligent than father? Akalmand? You think you are more intelligent than the father? That you think that this senior is not good? He should not have been made senior. His sustenance is not good. So do you think you are more clever, more intelligent than the father? Who has made that person you are in charge? Who has made that person the instrument for that service? So never think, so never allow yourself to be smitten by this green dragon of jealousy. We always talk about other vices, but this vice is, nobody talks about this. Very less discussion on jealousy. And it is there running in the veins of each and every Brahmin to some extent. Sometimes it is more, sometimes it is less. That's why we try to criticize, we try to leg pull and do so many things. But there should be a spirit of appreciation. If somebody goes ahead, it's so good. I appreciate, I love. Let him go ahead. So overcome this jealousy thing. That is one more thing. There are some souls who don't have even this what I am having. Like in English, they talk of a poem. I had the blues because I had no shoes. I had the blues. Blues means depressed. I was depressed because I had no shoes. Until upon the street I found a man with no feet. Unless I found somebody who did not have any feet. He is not having. That time I was unhappy because I did not have good shoes. But look at that person, he doesn't have feet. So look at those less unfortunate souls. We are sitting in Madhuman. We are having so everything available here. Look at the people. They don't have even food. They are hungry in the world. They don't have a shelter. They don't have good clothing. The other day, Jayantiben was talking about sustainable development goals, where Dr. Hina had even taken a class here 2 years back. So sustainable development goal, 17 sustainable. What are those goals? UN and all other countries have come together and talking about hunger, water. People are talking about those things. We have all those basic needs satisfied. And now we are talking of something spiritual. And remember, for spirituality, one has to be rich. Rich in the sense to practice spirituality. This is a very bold statement. Because when you don't have food, when you don't have anything, you cannot worship him also. You can't remember with hungry stomach. You should have some food first of all. You should be healthy at least. In one of the lectures, in Swami Vivekananda had gone to one school and he found those children, school students, weak, marial, and they are just what they will do. So he made a very bold statement. He said, you will be nearer to God through football than through Bhagavad Gita. The teacher is teaching them Bhagavad Gita. All those students, they don't have food, they don't have bodily strength, no stamina, and now they are taught. They are being taught Gita. First, you need physical strength to at least imbibe, physical stamina. So, root out this jealousy. Om Shanti.